Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I'm in a bit of a quandary.
What's wrong with you?
Tell me when it's too early to text somebody. Because my
now is too early.
Is it?
Yes, it's
even
too
if they're
early.
A professional and they're a father, so I'm assuming they're up with children.
Wait. Now okay. You have a point.
It's Mike Schulte. He said he had a little extra ticket activity available for their show on Saturday.
And you were like, hey.
I have somebody who would like some tickets. So he and I spoke yesterday, and I have the name today. Now, it's 6:02. Is it too soon to text Mike Schulte?
At this point, if you're somebody who doesn't have like sleep mode on your phone.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Now I'm kind of on your side, because at first I'm like, well, then he's going to think you're a crazy person. But he knows what hours you keep. So no, it all makes sense. Go ahead. I text the feller.
Right now? You want me to do it in real time?
Do it. Because honestly, I want to know what happens. If it does wake him up and he's growly with you, the worst thing that can happen is you don't get your tickets.
Well, I'm going morning buddy.
Good morning buddy or just morning buddy?
Morning buddy.
Okay.
Beard buddy?
Good morning beard buddy. Yeah.
Okay. Beard buddy. Thanks for the ticks.
Thank you.
And sorry, I type one thumb. It takes me a second.
How? That is the weirdest way to text, by the way.
I know.
Just use two.
I'm not good at that. Thanks for the ticks. Here's the name.
Uh-huh. And then you just wait and see what he responds.
Okay.
Which, I mean, it could be. Yeah. Could be right now.
Because to your point, I don't think people consider my sleep schedule when I get emails at 9:50 on a Sunday.
Or a text string that went off after 9.
Exactly.
That is the bane of my existence.
But
like,
and
I miss
the good
something.
News is I don't hear it because my phone does go into a sleep mode.
Exactly. I've never been bothered
yes.
by it because of sleep mode. So thank you, technology.
All right.
It should be fine. Yeah. I think before you were asking me it when we got in at 5, and
well,
I was thinking,
I was actually going to argue that 5's okay too. Because again, same thought, it's in some sort of sleep mode.
I guess it's fine. I don't know.
I just feel like we
Anne Armstrong's rules of the phone are still, like, they are ingrained, they're written in stone on my heart.
But we've kind of evolved into a 24-hour world.
Completely.
With the phone.
Times have changed. It's not a home phone. It's not like you're calling him and it's ringing and it's waking
yes.
up the whole family.
Right.
But that was always the concern. It's like, you can't call anybody. And usually, I feel like most families, it was after 9. Ours was after 8. You don't make phone calls after 8
p.m. No, we had a hard number for not calling at night. You're
yes,
right.
Yes. And I'm like, it feels rude. But nowadays, yeah, I mean, you're probably not going to be bothering him.
Okay. I'm going to just make sure, because you're now my word police.
What you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It's not bad.
Me and my words. Let's go.
Morning, beard buddy.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for the ticks. Here's the name.
Super cool use of ticks, by the
way. It was.
Yeah.
I'll tell her to go to Will Call. Have a great day, D'Antoni.
You don't have to sign it.
I don't.
Don't. You didn't already send it, do you?
No,
don't write your name at the end. He knows your name because it's from you.
So don't sign on text.
Oh, my God.
I've been signing text forever.
No, you sign every text message.
Not everyone, but this feels like a formal transaction. So I signed it.
No. Did you already send?
No, I erased it.
Erase.
You saved me. Oh, you've saved me. Okay.
You don't have to sign your name to a text. It's from you. Maybe if you no.
That's
no.
also somebody said once that don't leave your name and phone number in voicemails anymore because they know it's you.
Oh, I still do that.
I do that. I don't know. I think being overly communicative and polite, it goes a lot further than who called again?
Agreed.
So
agreed.
But thank you. I took my name off.
But you
off
guys
of
are text buddies, right?
Yes.
This isn't the first time you've ever texted him.
No, he has my name in his. In fact, he asked me when he wanted to help promote the show, and like
okay.
we had this whole momtiversy.
He
knocked on my door.
Okay. It's going to be okay then.
Okay.
But sometimes if you have, it would be a new number in somebody's phone, then
yes.
you want to identify yourself, but not if you're already, the relationship
Claire,
is
do you know how close I was to sending a signed text?
You're welcome, by the way. Oh my gosh. Saved another one. Wow. That felt
Thank
good.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got a lot accomplished, and it's only 6:06.
That was the best 5 minutes of my morning.
Whew.
We got a lot done there.
And I love these hypothetical question. What would you do, Eric?
Okay. Much like we just did with texting.
Yes, yes. You can get $10 million right now.
Okay.
But it will decrease your lifespan by 10 years.
No.
Do you take the offer? No?
No.
No?
I think I'm at an age where I kind of know where my lifespan's going, and I want every second left. If you asked me that, if you asked me that question when I was 20,
yeah,
I would probably jump on it in a heartbeat.
I'm still in the yes pool.
You are?
I would take that money. Who knows? Because what's the average age? At this point, I feel like we're getting
I think most
80s.
People live to 80.
Yeah.
I mean, you, for rough numbers, 80.
Yeah.
So that means you're only going to live to 70.
Yeah, but I lived well.
Now, but you know, also, you know that as you're
maybe
creeping up on 70.
I don't know.
Maybe what?
Maybe I got a boat. I don't know. I don't know what...
I said no really quickly too.
Yeah. He wants to live forever.
I want to live longer, I guess.
More people. So they did like a poll so you could see what most people said. Most people said yes, but it was like 63%.
Yeah.
And then 37% said no.
I just, because now you're going to live your entire life wondering when this, you know, one of the fates is going to cut your string.
And you're right. You don't know. There's no fine print here. It doesn't say if it's the average lifespan. It's how long you live.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long you're supposed to live.
If your journey ends at 52.
Oh, man. Now
and
you,
I can't now. I'd be done. Yeah.
Okay, that's scary.
I know.
I like to think of it as a long thread.
I'm the one that's getting mail from Cedar Memorial, right? So...
card-carrying member of the AARP.
I am a card-carrying member. Junior member. I'm not there yet.
Junior. Deputy.
I get half the benefits.
Okay.
Yeah, No.
Don't do it.
No. Or you just blow through that 10 like you're going to die in the next day, I guess. There's another way to do that,
I would
probably.
Blow through that money
Sure,
fast.
Yeah. That'd be a way to do it, too. But no, I'm a no on that. You're
okay,
a yes?
I'm a yes.
Interesting.
I wonder what...
I think Ben would take... Well, Ben's a very calculated individual.
Yeah.
So I think he would want 5 minutes to do some rough back of envelope math, and
right.
he'll give you an answer that's justified.
And get a contract. He'd sign that thing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Dude, I need a little advice because
Hey, dude, it. What's up?
I know that you have a habit, and you have formed this habit based off of all of your mouthwashes and...
Yeah, I have a great dental routine now.
And now you have a face care system.
I do.
So you are the guy I want to talk to. You also take a multivitamin, right?
Yes, and in the last year, I've gotten into microgreens.
What?
Those powdery shake things.
Oh,
I do
yuck.
One every morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and my sister both.
Yeah.
Wow. Those are... Good for you.
It's a little gritty.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like citrus.
Mm.
It's fine.
I've tried them. Blah, not for me. But I need to get into a healthy habit because I want to take a vitamin, but I keep forgetting to take my vitamin. It's not a multivitamin, but it's biotin.
Okay. What does biotin do?
Biotin is supposed to help healthy skin, hair, and especially my nails.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I want them to be super strong.
Yeah.
And luscious, so I can claw and scratch the way I need to.
Your scratch game's down?
I just want my claws to be a little healthier.
I understand.
You know. So I thought I'd take this biotin stuff.
Biotin.
And I can't remember to take it. It's just, I've developed a bad habit of skipping it.
So like for my boat cream,
yeah,
I had to work it into another routine. So it actually accompanies my dental routine.
I do this. Okay.
I put in my first mouthwash. I clean my face while I'm swishing.
Uh-huh.
And then I brush my teeth. And that way, I let my face dry. And then I put a nice little moisturizer on. So is there a moment in your getting ready process? Are you already taking another supplement or anything?
No.
You can't just add it to that?
I think what I want to do is I make coffee every morning.
Yeah.
So instead of putting the biotin in with the medicine, which I never look at unless I'm sick.
This is a micro habit.
Yeah.
Move the bottle to where you're going
to
see it.
I'll put it to the coffee cabinet.
Yes.
Because then I'll see it.
That's perfect.
Great. Because I had it on the counter and I was doing great when it was out on the counter. But then, you know, it looks junky. Just have it set out.
You're leaving your meds out.
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, that's weird. Right.
So no, keep it where you keep, because do you always open that cabinet for coffee?
Every morning.
It lives there now.
Okay.
There.
That's where it lives.
Fixed it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I knew you'd have a solution.
I'm a little scared, though. How big are these nails getting?
They're going to get, like, just thicker.
Okay.
So that they can get longer. God. And I'll be like,
yeah.
Nothing scary.
Okay.
Nothing scary.
I just don't want you to accidentally scratch me in the hallway. Just because I passed you in your
life. I can't say that I won't ever accidentally scratch you. I can't control them once they get to a certain point.
Well, you can skip a couple days on the meds.
I don't want to.
No, I want you to have a good habit.
Thank you.
To have a better habit. Do you want to know where my grand opening is?
Yes, I do.
You ready?
If it's ice cream.
It's not. It's in my house.
What?
We're having a grand opening of our dining room. A saga that I haven't even brought to these airwaves. It took us 6 months to get a table.
Okay, I was like, I don't remember if we talked about it on this
program. We have never
program.
Talked about this on the radio.
But I know, as I've been in your personal life, this has been a real back and forth.
Some of it had to do with tariffs. Some of it had to do with the company oversold the tables. It was just a mess. But it finally showed up in early January, and since then has sat there. And it's not been a table. I mean, it's a table. It's flat service.
Uh-huh.
I used it to work on my taxes last weekend.
How nice.
Shannon uses it for her business where she packs boxes and gifts because she's a gift-giving person.
She showed me last time I was at your house, like, look at this. And then it can become bigger.
It's really big.
Yeah.
We did have a soft opening when I had Chad over. So we had a very quick meal there. So that was our soft opening.
Yeah.
Tonight, 6 people.
Grand.
It's a grand opening of our table.
How many leaves?
Well, for a party of 6, we're going to leave 1 leaf in. The table's actually going to be probably a little too long for 6.
Wow.
It could get up to 3 leaves. I don't know what it... I've never seen it fully open yet.
You guys haven't played with
it? Actually, you know what?
You just got a new toy and you haven't played with it?
I think today's the day we go 3 leaf.
Go for it.
And then that way, when we're having awkward conversation at the table, we have to shout all the way across the long table.
Yes.
Because we bought this... for basically 2 holidays, Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
So we don't have to set 2 tables anymore.
Yes.
That was the whole idea.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it in its beautiful glory.
I want you in your grand opening. Why not go big?
I got to grand open that table.
Grand open the table too.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Grand open the table.
Oh.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Okay, this first story gets a little confusing, but follow me, please.
Okay.
So Cedar Rapids specifically, and we know for sure on 380, has those automated speed cameras.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're going too fast, it takes a picture, and then you get a ticket.
I can speak from personal experience.
I can, too. There's also a few randomly around that are for red lights.
Yes.
I can speak from personal experience.
Yes, can I?
There are also just what I would call traffic safety cameras. Cameras that are much like the Iowa DOT uses.
Yeah.
You just can monitor what traffic looks like at an intersection.
Which is nice. You know, if you need to know there's an accident, what's going on, you can check out things.
Then there's this third camera that's caused a little bit of a kerfuffle, and it is used 100% for just taking pictures of license plates and makes and models of cars so that a database can be generated in the event that there's an Amber Alert. A silver alert. APB. That's the one that a lot of people have issue with because it's very AI used. And that's where the technology is coming from. And there's been a bit of a pushback in the state of Iowa on cities that have adopted these license plate reading cameras specifically. Coralville is one of them. And Coralville got so much pushback, they're taking the cameras away.
Really?
They had a contract with a third-party company for $36,000 to operate just 2 cameras for 2 years. And they're taking them down. The city said, we don't want them. And the Coralville city leaders are like, we got you. We hear you. So again, these are not automated speed or red light. There's not just general traffic cameras. These are specifically for reading license plates and makes and models of cars. The city, the residents.
Problem? What's the like concern with
the Civil Liberties Union are coming back and saying, basically, we're getting a little too big brother here. And as a citizen, are you okay with just your car being scanned all the time? Like your data then could get out somewhere.
Okay.
And we've talked about this before. Cedar Rapids has these cameras. We have 76 of them, by the way.
Wow.
Coralville is 2, and they're taking their down.
We have 76?
We have 76 of these. West Des Moines is 64. Clinton County has 58 of them. So it in every population's a little bit different as far as like how much you want to give up or be okay with being monitored. Coralville residents didn't like the 2. Went to city council. city council.
We have
like,
76?
We have 76 of them. Yes. I don't know where they are, but that I had that
Can
story.
Can you find out? Special.
I bet that's a matter of public record.
Dan's Eric Hansen investigates.
I-9. I'm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're.
I'm DEI. Dan's Eric Hansen investigates. No,
I think
like that.
That one's already taken.
It's gone. I can't use that one.
No.
No, I'll work on a different one. Okay. From the guy that went to the University of Iowa twice, right? I got my undergraduate.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I have my master's degree.
Forgot about that one, yeah.
I'm coming at you with this information, which actually is in support of Iowa State University.
What?
Iowa State is working to put a Chick-fil-A in the student union.
Oh, nice. Nice.
How nice is that?
Oh, that'd be lovely.
There's currently a proposal in front of the Iowa Board of Regents from Iowa State University to replace the Memorial Union Market and Cafe with a 2,000 square foot Chick-fil-A.
I think students will be all about that.
No kidding.
Except Sundays.
Except it's not going to be open on Sundays. And the rent is free. They're just going to take a commission off of sales. That's how much they know this is going to work out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this,
I'm pretty sure too.
This could be the deal breaker, right? Or the thing that pushes Iowa State. If you've got a kid, like I'm looking at three different schools right now.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's
really
got a Chick-fil-A and the Memorial. This one's got a great athletic department. This one's got a really cool rec center. Iowa State kids.
It's got a Chick-fil-A in the student union.
In the student union. I don't know. They've not announced when. But it's currently being proposed to the Iowa Board of Regents.
I mean, if that's one of your kids' main food groups, and at this point...
Is it not?
Yeah. Chicken's important.
My nephew, Pete, he's a brilliant young man, mind, had figured out a way to manipulate like the something for life point system. All he had to do was just continue to buy jugs of iced tea and lemonade because it would boost his points on his Chick-fil-A counter. And like I don't know. I think he's like gold platinum status Chick-fil-A now.
Of course he is.
No.
He's putting those sandwiches away too, though.
He is eating the food, but Greg and Maria have to just constantly store beverages. He's just buying lemonade and sweet iced tea.
I got the system.
I got the. He's figured out the system. He's not going to Iowa State University, but whoever is, enjoy that Chick-fil-A when it eventually gets built on campus. I think this is an awesome program that's coming to North Liberty. The North Liberty Library has been selected as one of 10 libraries nationwide and the only one in the Midwest to take part in something called the Teen Dialogue Accelerator. This is a nationwide, it's a bit of an experiment to get kids ages 14 to 19 in a room and just see what's on their mind.
Wow.
There'll be a facilitator, but there will not be topics introduced. They will let the kids have the say in what's going to be discussed. It's going to be an open, safe forum for conversation.
Mm-hmm.
PBS is going to tape it.
Whoa.
And they're going to air some of it back. And also they're going to use a ton of it for research. Just to see where in the world of, as adults, divided politics, sensitive issues, what are 14 and 19-year-olds thinking? So North Liberty is taking part in this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Clearly, there's a sign-up system.
Okay.
A lot of information. I'm sure parents want to know exactly how this thing's going to work when the dates are. There's going to be 5 to 10 sessions. And you can go to the North Liberty Library website, and they've got a story. Just look for a teen dialogue.
Are they like, there's going to be cookies?
And there are snacks.
Okay.
No, there are snacks. Yes.
I will ask the question. I
just
had
to
take
that part out of the story. But
well, it matters to the teens.
Should I have led with that?
I think so.
There are snacks.
If you want the kids to go.
I think there might be some compensation, too.
Oh, that's important, too.
But for sure, there are snacks.
Compensation and snacks?
Yeah. I just love the fact that North Liberty got on this list. They are one of 10 nationwide and the only one in the Midwest that's leading this Teen Dialogue Accelerator.
It's cool, but I do think that's important if you want
it's
the kids
cool
to show up.
And snacks.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Bill Gates has admitted to making a huge mistake spending time with Jeffrey Epstein. Understatement. He said this during a town hall with staffers from the Gates Foundation. He apologized for hanging out with Epstein and added, quote, he did nothing illicit and saw nothing illicit. He said, to be clear, I have never spent time with any victims, any of the women around him. He also claimed that he never went to Epstein Island. He did admit that he had two affairs with two Russian women. One was a bridge player, and one was a nuclear physicist.
But not related to Epstein in any way?
I don't believe so. I want to know more about the bridge player.
Bad choices in my life, including hanging with this dude.
Yes.
Cheating on my wife twice.
Also.
One, by the way, and then one was I didn't learn how to play bridge.
Yeah.
I would say if he was still at Microsoft, he'd be out.
Of course.
He's in charge of his own. Basically, he's in charge of running his money.
This
That's
foundation.
What his job is right
yeah.
now. Yeah.
So at least being clear with what's going on
yeah.
is good, but interesting. Yesterday, big announcement from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The nominees for the 2026 class was announced. There are 17 nominees, and of that, 10 of them nominated for the first time ever. We've got Phil Collins.
He's in, by the way. I'm predicting.
You're predicting it? What about the Black Crowes?
Not yet. Too soon.
Billy Idol?
Put him in.
NXS?
I'm on the fence. Don't tell Shannon. She loves him.
She's voting for him. What about Iron Maiden?
Put Iron Maiden in.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You gotta do Iron Maiden. Oasis?
Too soon.
Is it too soon?
I think it's too soon for Oasis.
I don't know. It's like the timing.
Who else is left?
Jeff Buckley? Mariah Carey?
Mariah Carey's too soon. Buckley, I say yes.
Melissa Etheridge?
Oh, she was such a pioneer.
I mean, yes, right? Yes. Joy Division, New Order.
Ah, everybody's worthy. That's the problem.
New Edition.
Yes, they've had a nice resurgence. And the amount of music that has come out of New Edition in solo projects.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
Ah.
Did you mention Shakira?
Shakira and Pink, I both think is too soon.
They're too soon.
Too soon. Sade?
Smooth jazz, Sade.
Luther Vandross.
Oh, man!
I feel like Cher just put that into the ether.
Yes, she did.
She just reminded us all, don't forget about Luther, her friend Luther. So we'll find out. There's a fan vote right now, though, if you do want to go ahead and vote. You can vote for 7 of your favorites every day. Right now, Phil Collins leading the way with that fan vote.
Makes total sense.
Totally, totally. It is rare to meet somebody who doesn't know who Taylor Swift is. Now imagine that somebody also starred in her music video for Opalite with her.
Well, that's impossible, isn't it?
How can you not know who Taylor Swift is and be in a star-studded music video like Opalite?
That is so weird, man.
83-year-old Barry Reynolds was in Taylor Swift's music video alongside Lewis Capaldi, Cillian Murphy, Jodie Turner-Smith, Greta Lee. He's a grandfather from a village in Kent, England, and he was one of the judges. Taylor Swift does a dance break with Domhnall Hall, and he gives them a score of 0.
So that's his role?
Yeah, that's his role. He got the job because he works in the village in an acting drama group, and he got the gig. And then he tells his granddaughters, Millie and Francesca, that he's going to be in a Taylor Swift music video, but he doesn't know who Taylor Swift is. And they're like, Grandpa! So they get him a newspaper because he believes in print, you know,
clearly.
And he reads about her and he's like, oh, that's pretty neat. And he said working with her was great. He even came up with a nickname for her. He calls her Nifty Swifty because she speed dances. He said she was kind and compassionate. And the song is very catchy, even though he gave her a score of 0 in the music video.
I bet he is like king of the pub.
Yes.
He's telling stories left and right. About the time on the set with Nifty Swifty.
Oh, boy. And you know what? Time spent with the grandkids. Up. Way up, right? Grandpa.
How did you get through the last 3 Christmases?
Right?
Boxing days, whatever you celebrate.
Please tell me you got something signed.
You didn't get them anything? Like, you? How are you? Well, but he's an actor, right? From a village in England. He's into Shakespeare.
His own thing.
If she's not in the newspaper, he doesn't know about it.
Grandpa, come on. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
Hey, counselor.
Counselor.
Spotlight's all on you for this one today.
I know. Ripped from the headlines of
from
my own home.
From the four walls of your kitchen where it says live, love, laugh.
Gather.
It does say gather right above
it
your stove.
It literally says gather. Yeah, comes a story out of Taco Tuesday. We had a roast. It was a birria roast. And that was the whole purpose, was to make tacos. It was a busy night, so everybody was going to have to kind of eat at different times. After I ate, I went to go get my daughter and bring her home. And I told her, hey, I made your favorite. It's tacos. I hope you're hungry. And she said, you didn't make tacos. Dad did.
Please break down before we go into the arguments. So this, we're going to actually enter evidence into the case. What did you do before tacos were consumed? What did your husband do before tacos were consumed?
I did a grocery. I'm going to start all the way at the beginning.
That's fine.
I planned the meals for the week. I did a grocery pickup order. And we had Gowntown on Saturday. So I asked him to pick up the groceries and put away the groceries.
Okay.
Then, day of Taco Tuesday, I forgot to start the crock pot. It is a roast, pre-seasoned. All you have to do is open the package, put it in the crock pot, and start the crock pot.
All right.
And that is what I asked him to do, and that is what he did. I chopped up onions and cilantro and crumbled queso fresco cheese and shredded the beef.
Okay. So you've got a crock pot of the hot beef, and then everything else you just listed were the accoutrements?
Yes,
on the
all
side.
The accoutrements.
For the tacos.
And I feel,
okay,
based on that, I made the tacos because I did all the work. He started a crock pot. That is my argument. I am arguing for me, and that is my argument. I did all the work.
So when it comes down to Claire or your husband, poor, poor Nick, make the tacos.
Based on facts.
And based on the fact that your daughter believes it was all your husband.
Mm-hmm.
The everything you just listed, you have more effort.
Yes.
More sweat equity.
More sweat equity into the thing. I shredded the beef. I made all the toppings. I made the tacos happen. Tacos would not have happened without me actually even coming up with the idea that, hey, we should have tacos. I rest.
Okay. Wow. That's it. That's all you have.
Yeah. Facts.
Claire, fact. I take you to the Merriam-Webster dictionary and I looked up the word make. To cause something to exist or come about or bring about. These tacos do not happen until the meat is put in the crock pot and turned on.
Oh, which would not have happened had I not said do it.
But you didn't. Thus, you did not make the tacos. You prepared the tacos.
Okay.
And you could also argue by the time your daughter was making her taco, she put everything together from the ingredients provided. I could almost go as far as say as your husband did more and your daughter when it came to the finished product than you did.
Really?
Because the core ingredient is this gorgeous roast that never got made.
It was
otherwise,
a gorgeous roast.
It would have been cheese, onion, and cilantro at a taco shell. That's not a taco.
Mm.
You forgot to start the roast. Sorry, kid, you didn't make tacos.
I made tacos!
You did not make tacos.
I did too make tacos! Okay, we don't agree on who is right and who is wrong. You need to help us out just a little bit, Scrambillions.
And dear friends, jury in a hurry, a level-headed adult would say they both made the tacos.
We're not looking for that.
We don't want level-headed adults. You got to pick a side. It's Claire or Nick. That's it.
Whose side are you on? We need to deliver some justice, and we need it right now.
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Hey, jury in a hurry. Who made the tacos, Claire or Nick?
Claire.
Thank you. And happy Taco Thursday to you.
Out of the gate. Happy Taco Thursday. Jury in a hurry. Who made the tacos? Claire or Nick?
Claire.
Oh, Claire.
I didn't even get Nick's word.
Yeah, because she already knows.
You get my husband's name out of your mouth. I didn't even get to. Hi, caller. Who made the tacos? Claire or Nick?
Claire made the tacos.
Thank you very much, juror.
Did they not hear me give a dictionary definition of the word to make?
He went into logic.
Ah, jury in a hurry. Hey, pal, who made the tacos?
Don't try to buy sympathy.
Claire or Nick?
Claire made the tacos because she made everything and did all the work for it.
Thank you very much, juror.
There wouldn't have been any meat if it wasn't for poor, poor Nick.
If I didn't buy it for poor, poor Nick.
Jury in a hurry, did Claire or did Nick make the tacos? Please settle this debate.
I'm sorry, Claire. It was Nick.
Oh, there we go. There we go. And thank you for apologizing.
Wow.
Yes. Without the meat, you have no taco.
Wow.
Jury in a hurry. Okay. Who made the tacos, Claire or Nick?
It was Claire.
It was Claire. That's another one for you.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much, juror.
I see a 4-1. Is that what you're showing
me? 5-1.
Oh, that was 5.
that one would be 5, though.
I kind of ignored it, actually.
Nice try.
Jury to hurry, thanks for holding. Who made the tacos, Claire or Nick?
Nick and the daughter.
Nick and the daughter, because I did make the argument that she assembled the taco as well.
No, I assembled the taco, but no, thank you very much for that call.
That's still a vote for me. Okay, jury to hurry, thanks for holding. Claire or Nick, who made the tacos?
It hurts me to say this, but Nick.
Oh, Claire, I'm on a little bit of a comeback. I'm on a comeback.
Didn't. Oh, my gosh.
Because it comes down to the meat.
This is ridiculous,
comes
people.
Comes to the meat.
I made these tacos.
Hey, caller, who made the tacos, Claire or Nick?
I believe Claire made them.
Yes!
Okay.
Okay, I just need one more vote, Eric.
I just need more than one more vote.
I just need a couple more than that.
Jury to hurry, please settle our debate. Who made the tacos, Claire or poor Nick?
Claire made the tacos.
Oh, thank
man!
You!
Woo! You were the deciding vote!
Justice! Justice! In your
this
face,
happens in
Andre!
Our house.
In your face, Nick!
You can't say in your face to your family!
I can, too. They're listening right now. Neener, neener, neener.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.